This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. And today we come to our series. It's not the Daily Devotional, actually. I've just thought it's the Hour One Nugget. And we come to our series, Draw Close to God. And we're at part 35. We're going to look today into John's Gospel, the 16th chapter. And we'll begin at verse 31. Jesus asked, "Do you finally believe? But the time is coming, indeed, it is here now, when you will be scattered, each one going his own way, leaving me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows. But take heart, because I have overcome the world." Jesus is nearing his end time, if you will, on earth. And he's talking to his disciples. Remember, the disciples have not yet received the Holy Spirit. And it is wonderful just to imagine what it would be like. What would it be like just to sit at the feet of Jesus? Imagine you were one of the 12. Imagine you were one of the disciples. And you've been following Jesus, and I mean literally following him. Wherever he went, you went. And he then says, "Do you finally believe?" Before that, in verse 29, I noticed this. The disciples said to him, "At last, you are speaking plainly and not figuratively. Now we understand that you know everything, and there's no need to question you. From this, we believe that you came from God." You see, there's proof, if you ever wanted it, that the disciples had not got the Holy Spirit. They're saying, "Finally, we understand. We get it. We finally understand a little bit. We understand now that you come from God." Now listen, they had been with Jesus for 3 years, following him, listening to him. And their thinking is that all this time Jesus has been speaking figuratively. Jesus has been speaking to them exactly how his Father wanted him to speak to them. It wasn't figuratively. It was plainly. But later on, when they are imbued with the Holy Spirit, the scales fall from their eyes in such a major way. and the wisdom that comes from certainly Peter is astonishing, and it happens in a twinkling of an eye. How do you feel when you read the Bible? Do you immediately get what God is trying to say to you? Or do you have problems? Do you have trouble in that area? Do you find that when you read Scripture, it's really, really difficult? Do you find that you cannot find your way through it and you don't know where to start? Do you find it's confusing? And because you find it confusing, you lay it down. And you do a bit of praying and you do a bit of worshiping. But you're just not getting it. You think that God is speaking to you figuratively and not plainly. Are you feeling that? Is that you? Am I talking about you today? Well, this is what I believe. I believe that if you have just said yes to what I said then, it's because you haven't asked the help of the Holy Spirit. You've tried to understand Scripture in a literal way. You've tried to understand Scripture in a way that it's difficult to understand, because the Holy Spirit isn't there helping you. I really believe this. You know, oftentimes when I look at a piece of Scripture and I don't understand it, I'll just say to the Lord, Holy Spirit, open my eyes to this Scripture. And I begin to see things I've never seen before. And now, I have to say, most of the time when I'm reading Scripture, the Holy Spirit is already illuminating it. The Holy Spirit is already showing me things I've never seen before. And quite often when I'm preaching the Word of God, God will illuminate something that I've never seen, and I'll then be able to bring it to the congregation, to bring it to those who are listening. You know, I'm preaching tonight at a worship service in South London, and I haven't got a clue what I'm going to bring. I haven't a clue, not an idea. But I'm sure as I get there, as I'm in the worship service, this service will run from 10 until 3 in the morning, and I'll be preaching about 1 a.m. And as I'm bringing the Word of God, I know He will illuminate something for me, and certainly for the audience, for the congregation. Do you finally believe, says Jesus? But the time is coming, indeed it is here now, when you will be scattered, each one going his own way, leaving me alone. Yet I am not alone, says our Lord, because the Father is with me. I've told you all this. If you've got a Bible that has the word all, I want you to underline it. It's a really important word in this particular verse. I have told you all this. I've told you everything, Jesus is saying. All that I have told you over the last 3 years. All of this. There's a reason why I've told you. And the reason I've told you is so that you may have peace in me. So as you look at Scripture, as you study Scripture, everything that Jesus has said is for a reason, so that you can have peace in Him, And when you have peace in someone, it's because you completely understand them and you completely trust them. And this is what Jesus is asking you to do today, during this Hour One Nugget, so that you can draw close to Him. You can draw even closer than you have before, because you trust Him. And you totally and utterly believe what He's saying to you. For what He is saying here now is that everything that He has mentioned to you, everything that He has said to you through Scripture, everything, say everything, everything that He has said to you, beloved, He's told you for a reason. And that reason is so that you might have peace in Him. Are you feeling that peace? Do you sense that peace? He goes on to say, here on earth, you will have many trials and many sorrows. But take heart, because I have overcome the world. Are you hearing it? You may go through many, many battles, but Jesus has won the war. Did you hear that? That may well be revelatory to you, but it is the truth, beloved. Jesus is saying in this scripture, take heart, because I have overcome the world. Take notice. For Jesus says to you today, I have won the war. And at that point, He hadn't even gone to the cross. But as He was on the cross at Calvary 2,000 years ago, He said these words, it is finished. And I believe that He didn't only mean that His work on earth was finished, because actually it wasn't finished. He saw the disciples and continued His ministry for some 40 days until He ascended to glory. So what did He mean? He meant just this, it is finished. The war is won. And Jesus is telling you, here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows. But I've won the war. So the battles you're going through now are merely battles. It isn't the war. Because the war is won. It is finished. Heavenly Father, thank You once again for Your revelatory word. And Your word, Lord, never ceases to amaze me. And I believe because of Your word, it changes me, it changes my life, it changes those who listen, Lord, because I sit at Your feet and I learn with them. And I am so grateful. I'm so grateful to You, Jesus. And I honor You. And I follow You for the rest of my life. because you are truly the Son of God. I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart. Take heart, because I have overcome the world. Amen and amen.